A plea to a wine cork is but one of many happenstances that befall the characters in this charming chapbook, its stories revealed in many poetic forms. Here, the author reflects on life's dimensions in rhythms and tones befitting the vibrancy of all of its stages. Playful, inventive, and immensely accessible, we are treated to dreams and first impressions, passionate stirrings of first loves, overcoming the multiple traumas of disappointment and unwanted resignation. A plea to a wine cork satisfies on many levels, whether you're the disintegrating cork or the anxious connoisseur. As one character playfully recalls in the poem, "Take my poem, not my chips," after he faces an unlikely centipede inside his home, one that inspires him to refresh his life's work. Now, outside in fresh air, with bug company to keep, it moves from the page without pause, without sleep. Over orange and white friends, tangled legs without end, into compost as thick as it needs. I then crumple the page and push it beneath brown molding leaves, over bugs going nowhere but me going home, home to my bug-free grub. A plea to a wine cork gives us happenstances by the brilliant score.